with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Big shout out to our friends at WTCM in Traverse City and WKLQ up in Whitehall. We are smoking up the backyards of Michigan from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everything in between. The grilling guys are helping you get your grill on and create a little grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is a little IPA. We got some secrets coming out here in a minute. We're going to reveal the hideout where Grand Rapids famous gangsters hang out. But right now, Jop and I are hanging out in a little different hideout. We're at Gorman's. We're on the outside patio on 28th Street. We are in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Gorman's Grand Rapids store. And Gorman's is a family-owned furniture store. They got six stores around Michigan. This store is beautiful. It is chock full of furniture. But we're here to talk about their giant outdoor furniture sale, 40 to 60% off. Jop, I'm looking at some of the nicest outdoor furniture I've ever seen, and the prices or something I could afford, which says a lot.
Yeah, it is excellent. A lot of Michigan-made stuff here, too. We're all over that. Sitting in a very comfortable kind of rocking chair here.
Mine doesn't rock.
Start to talk a little bit slower. That and the Beer City Pale Ale, combine the two, it might not be a good recipe for Jop this morning to stay on the radio. But we're going to do what we can.
It makes a pretty good hideout for us here, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, Grand Rapids got named Beer City USA about a month ago, and it's kind of cool. The brewers all got together because we're very lucky in West Michigan over here, as are many of our listener areas, in that they've got just a proliferation of microbreweries that are popping up everywhere. We were down at the Corner Brewery in Ann Arbor last weekend, and they told us that there's now over 115 breweries in the state of Michigan, and 7 or 8 years ago, there were like 15. So it's kind of cool. This is another one that has come to the fruition, but back to that West Michigan, Grand Rapids being named Beer City USA, kind of a cool little collaboration in this industry. All the brewers over here got together and decided to make a single brew to represent West Michigan called Beer City Pale Ale. And our friends from the Hideout are one of the participants in that. And they brought us a little sample of the Beer City Pale Ale. Joining us, we have Nick Humphrey and Scott Colson from the Hideout. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, and you guys are the new owners of the Hideout. You took over a facility that was open for a couple of years that was making some pretty good beer. What led you to do that? How'd you get the idea to just say, hey, let's go spend a bunch of money?
Well, it was opportunity. The place was up for sale. The old owners wanted to move on and put the place up for sale, and we were at the right place at the right time.
Is that like a beer broker? How do you find out about something like that? Just word, grapevine?
To be on Craigslist? It was actually listed on Craigslist.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to buy a hot tub.
It wouldn't be the grapevine. It'd be the hop line, I think.
I was looking for some new rollerblades.
Right. And stumbled to find
honey, look what I got.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so guys, you're making several varieties of beer. You brought three of them with you today, and it's a nice cross-section of the stuff you're making. Let's talk a little bit about this Beer City Pale Ale, what it tastes like, how it's made, what style of beer it is.
Well, it's a traditional pale ale, American pale ale, and our head brewer collaborated with a number of the other brewers in town to come up with this recipe, and all 11 breweries brewed a Beer City Pale Ale and offered it up in their tap room so that people could just really see how different a beer can be being brewed on different systems. And we all kind of did our own little thing to it. Ours actually has honey added in the end of the fermentation process.
It's very tasty. The voice you were hearing is that of Nick Humphrey, and Nick's father owns the Michigan Beer Cellar in Sparta. So you really got a good start on this business, and your buddy Scott here, you tempted him into getting into the brewing business because you saw how much fun your dad was having.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you're not going to look back now because you're in the right business. This this whole thing is just exploding, and people are tired of buying what we used to call domestic beers, which are now foreign-owned. You're spending that money. I mean, maybe it's cheaper, but, yeah, it is cheaper, too. It tastes cheaper. You can get good beer, Michigan-made beer, and you can go hang out at the Hideout to do that. And if you want to bring it home, bring a growler in, or just you guys have growlers available there, so they can fill up, take it away. And you're right on the freeway, so no matter where you are in Michigan, if you're cruising through Grand Rapids, if you're on 96 when you're coming into Grand Rapids, you just look for the Hideout.
Yeah, there's actually a brewery sign. If you catch it just right, we repainted it, so some people have noticed that. So.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
And Scott, so when you get your Hideout car out front, then we'll be able to look for the gangsters all hanging around there. You actually have a gangster, you have a beer called Gangster, is that right?
Yeah, it's the Gangster IPA. It's the Gangster IPA, and we plan on using that as the main character.
That's great. Yep. What was the first beer we tasted, and was that your Beer City?
Right.
Pale Ale?
Yeah.
And what's this one here?
Well, we've got the 9 a.m. or we've got the Smugglers. Let's talk a little bit about that 9 a.m. IPA.
Yes.
So the 9 a.m. IPA was it was a wonderful, wonderful mistake. We normally add hazelnut coffee to our Smugglers Hazelnut Stout and gives it this great hazelnut flavor, a little bit of caffeine, and just a nice coffee taste to it. And we mislabeled our fermenters, and so we added our hazelnut coffee into the IPA instead of adding it into our hazelnut stout. And what happened was just a phenomenal beer that has a lot of taste, and it's pretty unique beer in the state. I don't know anyone else who's doing a coffee IPA locally here.
Okay, and your stout?
Yeah, that's the Smuggler's Hazelnut Stout. It's our signature beer. It's a very nice, smooth stout. It doesn't have a lot of sour taste to it or too much of the roast taste to it, but it's got the nice coffee and hazelnut flavor.
That's very smooth. Now, is that CO2 infused?
Well, to bring it to you guys, we did the CO2 in the tap room. You can get it either on CO2 or nitrogen, but it doesn't travel well on nitrogen. It ends up being a little flat.
Interesting.
If somebody wanted to find the brewery, how do they do that? If they're cruising on 96, maybe headed out to the lakeshore to the Coast Guard Festival, which is going on this weekend, or up to Muskegon, coming from any part of the state, they're on 96. What exit do they take, and how do they find you? Because it is kind of a Hideout. It's a little tricky to get to.
It's the Plainfield exit, and then we're just north on there, and there's signs to get right to us.
Yeah, you'll see Hanson Collision right there.
Right.
And you take a right on that road, and you'll see a sign for
Fox. Yeah, you're right next to Fox 17, which is a partner of this station's Accumulus. We do work with them. I've been on that outdoor set. Matter of fact, my Tech Infrared's on that outdoor patio. If you want to grill some food, just go over there and fire up that big G3000 out on that patio out there, and you just tell them Barbecue Bob said it's okay. They can't say a word.
Will do.
Well, it's awesome. What Michigan products might go into your beers?
The Beer City Pale Ale actually has Michigan hops. We buy it from the Michigan Hop Alliance. Hop production in Michigan is going to explode here. It's very, very small
right
now. I know. But there are hundreds of farmers either looking into or starting hop production here in the state, because we're in the same latitude as Washington, where most of the hops are produced for the United States. It's the same latitude over in Europe.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We're talking with Nick and Scott from the Hideout in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Really wish you the best of luck in your new business.
Thank you.
That's great. And we also want to welcome in our new sponsors, Lemon Creek Winery.
Yeah, they make some great wines in addition to, again, a Michigan-made product. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Steve Reichland. He is a barbecue author and excellent barbecue chef. We're going to break down some of his barbecued ribs with a cherry sauce, and I'm going to give you a little fishing report from around the state because they're biting everywhere. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.